Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts, members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op, and your host, Danny Milliken.
Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, hour number two. Danny Linderman here with me.
Good morning.
There he is. Yes, Danny's here. And it's Home Show Garden Pros. If you're not familiar with our show, we're a gardening show that just wants to dish out information. So high content, lots of questions being answered. We've had a very strange run of two Maureens calling and then JP's name, but he goes by Maureen. So really interesting kind of a morning. We're talking with Danny Linderman. He is our Home Show Garden Co-op member here today. We have these co-op members. It's a co-op, and we dish out knowledge. So we bring in a knowledge expert from somewhere in the Houston area, generally from one of our amazing kind of destination retail garden centers. And I'll just give you that list real quick. Danny is from the Enchanted family. That's Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens. Where are those located? Give people the street names and the numbers. They have numbers, street names.
Yeah, well, yeah. Out in the country, that's the way it, it works.
FM 723.
Yeah, Enchanted Gardens at the corner of FM 723 and 359.
Okay, well, I got one of them right. That's amazing.
And then Enchanted Forest is on FM 2759 out by Greatwood.
There you go. So two beautiful spots, a lot of shade. A lot of shade, especially at the forest.
Yes.
All those huge pecan trees, really cool. And just a great place to go visit. You know, you want to take the kids somewhere, you want to do something fun, and you're out in those areas, man, they're great spots just to go. So I'd head over there. Anything special happening at the Enchanteds?
Just the regular. You know, trying to deal with all the sanitation, you know, with the virus and spraying everything and trying to keep everybody comfortable. And there's plenty of room. We're out in the country, like I said, so there's plenty of room to spread out.
But you guys got a bunch of good plant material, the soil needs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We got fully stocked, so that's no problem. Fruit trees, too late for vegetables, so don't be looking for vegetables right now.
Y'all still got some seeds.
Oh, yeah. So we still got some seeds.
A lot of the veggies you want to start in summer do grow from seed.
Right.
Be it peas.
Right,
black-eyed peas, stuff like that. I mean, I got some recently from y'all. I got some of those purple holes.
Yep.
So.
Yep. We're kind of gearing up now to fall tomato season because that's going to be around the corner.
No, I will be there because got to get them in good. I'm so enamored with my crop this year, battling through tropical armyworms and leaf-footed stink bugs, but I got a great group. Those Juliettes, man, they just keep on.
Oh, yeah. No, Juliettes are a great variety.
So other co-op members that we rotate through and everybody comes in all the time. Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. And speaking of Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, yesterday was Anita Nelson's birthday.
Happy birthday, Anita.
So a beloved co-op member, happy birthday. We're so happy that you're on this planet and we celebrate with you. So happy day. So Buchanan's Native Plants in the Heights, Plants for All Seasons on 249, just past Louetta, and then Warren's Southern Gardens up in Kingwood. Also, Kingwood Garden Center is now part of the Warren's family. So just really the Kingwood gardening game. It's jumped up to A+. So awesome stuff. Those are our co-op members. So Danny's here to kind of answer gardening questions. And, you know, I'd encourage you guys reaching out to Home Show Garden Pros on Facebook, through our website. We have a button on our website, the Ask a Pro button, and that sends an email in, and you get an answer to your question. Then you can send a picture in. On that page, you can only send one picture. But then on Facebook, you can post as many pictures as you want and send a message to me. You can get on the Enchanted page. They all answer questions. A lot of great ways to get information. As a live radio show, we do like, you know, to answer live radio questions. 281-496-5711 is how we do that. And Betty, you are on Home Show Garden Pros. Thanks for holding.
Good morning. My question has to do with a maidenhair fern. So I bought it quite a long time ago, and it has done great on my front porch, which is on the east side of the house. A friend of mine, because it is so big and beautiful, a friend of mine wanted a start from it. So I took my trowel and just took a plug out of it and then put that plug into a small pot on my front porch. Unfortunately, either the wind or a raccoon blew that small pot over. So I had to, the next day I had to, you know, reset it, reposition it. And now that plug has done absolutely nothing. So my question of you, how can I take a start from that beautiful fern and give it to my friend?
It sounds like you started on the right foot. Now, one of the questions I'd have for you is, what kind of soil did you use?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I used good soil. It was a combination of Nature's Way compost and rose soil.
Okay.
Yeah, it was good.
You know, that it sounds like you did what you're supposed to do. Maybe watch to make sure it's not getting too much sun. That's one of the things to dry out on you.
Betty, the trick that I've used with kind of bouncing ferns that send a runner out and then make roots is that before you dig it up, you want to kind of cut the umbilical cord, if you will. The little branch that goes from the main fern to the new shoot, you want to slice that. If it's underground, you want to slice it. If it's above ground, you want to slice it. So basically, you just get your shovel and make a line in the soil straight down before it. It will survive in that setting because it hasn't been disturbed. But doing both the cutting the cord and pulling out of the ground at the same time often give it quite a bit of stress. And so it's kind of a two-step process. First, you slice that runner, and then you wait a few days, and then you kind of unplug it and get it into a pot.
Well, this actually is in a very large pot.
Well, you would still kind of do the same transition where you cut the runner above or below ground, then wait a couple of days, then pull it out to start a new batch.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right. Yeah, I don't know that I even knew they used runners, but...
Yeah, that's how they spread. I think that those menhaden ferns do it rhizomally, so it's like underground, like an inch underground. And so
Okay. You
just shove a shovel down between where the new plant is and the old plant, and you'll kind of cut that cord or cut that root.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Betty. And I learned that the hard way. I moved a bunch of ferns one time, three different types of ferns, thinking, oh, I'll just move them. I'll keep a lot of soil around the roots. That's all I got to do. Made this big space. It was real green and nice when I left. Came back the next day, and it wasn't dead. It just was gone. I don't know if it was windy or whatever, but it just was gone. So easy to disturb those ferns. Thanks for that call, Betty. 281-496-5711. Danny Linderman, Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Take a healthy break. Come visit a bit of the country in the city at Wabash Feed and Garden. Hi, I'm Betty, inviting you to bring the kids and find everything you need to get your summer garden growing. Watermelons, eggplants, peppers, okra, and squash all taste better when you grow your own. And they love the heat and the summer sun. Pick from a selection of healthy starter plants. Just add a little organic compost and fertilizer. Step back and watch it all grow. We also have nematodes and organic pest solutions. Mosquitoes are back, so pick up our natural repellent to protect your family. Interested in having more backyard birds? We have bird feeders and the foods they love. Need organic feed for your chickens? We got that too. We're a little different, and that's a good thing. Get out of the house and come on by. Wabash Feed and Garden on Shepherd, just north of 610. Look for the big rooster, and don't forget to mention that you heard about us on Home Show Garden Pros.
You need Monterey Consen 20 because there's so many ways to use it. Hi, Tom Tynan here. Consen 20 is a great disinfectant for all hard surfaces and is biodegradable. You know, I also use it for algae control on sidewalks and patios. It's also a powerful fungicide for disease control on trees, shrubs, lawns, and a deodorizer for storm and flood reclamation. Pick up Monterey Consen 20 at your favorite garden center. For a beautiful lawn, use Monterey Lawn and Garden Products.
The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help you be a better gardener with tips from pros you can trust. Members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Zach Buchanan from Buchanan's Native Plants in the Heights.
I'm Joey Linderman from Enchanted Nurseries and Landscapes in Richmond.
Hi, it's Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros Co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now 281-496-5711.
281-496-5711. We Danny brought up after kind of the fern conversation that that kind of root pruning preparation thing works even on trees. So kind of cool. Like, you know, you just want to kind of pace yourself at the least amount of stress you can add to a plant transition, the better. When you're going from established plant in the soil to a different ground, that's the hardest move. In a pot to the ground is a lot easier move. But and you're doing any stuff with trees and you want expert advice, you actually want to be helped. ArborTrue Tree Service is amazing. I learned recently that anybody can call themselves an arborist. It's not like a licensed name. But there is a board that certifies master arborists. And they certified arborists. You have to have a bunch of years experience. You have to really kind of showcase your skill to become a board certified master arborist. And ArborTrue's got a bunch of them. That's the only kind of arborist you'll be talking to when you hit them up and talk to them about your trees. And they really do – they have a lot of passion involved. They love caring for trees. And it's not just like about maintaining the value of your home or the beauty of the tree. A lot of times people think of science. They do science-focused tree care. And that just means that they want all the information. That's all that means. They want to make sure they're not making the wrong diagnosis. Because a lot of times, if you got a sick tree and you make the wrong diagnosis, you got a dead tree. It gets worse. It doesn't get better. And so ArborTrue Tree Service will kind of use soil evaluation, disease evaluation, tree diagnosis, soil sampling. They're going to really make sure that they diagnose it right. And the great thing is we have knowledgeable people working to diagnose. They get it right, right? That's the best thing about this. They have a really cool chat feature on their website. And a lot of times when you do ask a question, the person that answers is actually one of these board-certified master arborists. So it's not like you're going to an intern, then to a sales manager, then to an arborist. You're talking directly with an arborist. So their chat feature is really cool. They got a number, too. Their number is 832-980-8733. And their website that we're talking about with that great chat feature is arbortrue.com.
Good morning. This is Danny Linderman here with Danny Milliken.
True.
Ready to answer some questions about your lawns and gardens. Give us a call, 281-496-5711.
And I got to say, we've been answering a lot of diverse questions this morning.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. And, you know, if you have a question, you're out there, you got a question, somebody else has your question.
I guarantee you.
Even Betty's question, Maiden Hair Fern. There are other people that have wonderful plants that they love to share. And, you know, in this kind of era we're in, the COVID era with, you know, all this tough stuff going on in the news, kind of, you know, protesting injustice, more and more people are turning to their space. They're saying, how can my space be my space that makes me happy and feel good and I have peace here? And so they're gardening.
You bet.
So there's a lot of first-time gardeners out there. And so if you know some of them or you are some of them, we are here to help. If you know a first-time gardener, let them know about the show. Just homeshowgardenpros.com. They can discover it. And we love answering those gardening questions. So, Jeremy, you are on Home Show Garden Pros.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
Hey, I was listening to you guys talk about fall tomato planting. And just we planted some tomatoes in the spring and had some pretty good outturns. But they're starting to get, I think they're getting overheated, and I am by no means a professional at doing this. This is our third garden, past 2 years, and then this year, you know, just for the family, for the kids and the wife. Well, we love doing it. But just some tips on, I've got a lot of questions really, but mainly about fall tomatoes and when and what you guys, you know, some tips on what to do for that.
August is going to be your time to plant your fall tomatoes. Usually what I recommend to everybody is let your tomatoes, your current tomatoes, go as long as you can and see, you know, if they're done, they're done, pull them out and then compost the garden. Add a layer of compost, let everything relax, keep it weed free. And August is right around the corner. And so it won't be long until you'll replant the tomatoes for your fall crop.
And Jeremy, we can't stress enough the compost element of that. Renewing that soil, kind of eradicating maybe some nematodes that you might have built up. It is very key to kind of refresh that space before you just follow up with another tomato set. I was thinking, whenever anybody talks about tomato gardening, I love tomatoes and I absolutely love growing them, but I cringe a little bit because, man, diversity matters so much in the garden. And so it's like, if you can grow even flowers in that space before you put tomatoes in, you can put a tomato plant in with some flowers, you know, but you'll just help. You'll help so much kind of the whole garden experience by doing a few different things. Herbs are a great thing to go along with tomatoes, but that's kind of the best, the additional one. But the tomatoes, all tomatoes have a window that they'll produce fruit in, a temperature window. And when it gets too hot, they just simply put, stop making fruit. Their green, lush foliage may continue to grow. You have a giant shrub of a tomato, but if it's too hot, no fruit.
Just, yeah, they're starting to you know, slough off now.
Yeah.
And we've got a pretty vast garden. I mean, we've got okra, carrot.
Yeah, awesome.
We got a lot of herbs and some strawberries and spinach, lettuce. We actually did a pretty good garden this year.
That's awesome.
Tomatoes is kind of the thing that we like, because my three-year-old, she'll go out in the garden and just eat them straight off.
That's incredible.
All day
that's
long.
So great.
You know, that's unusual.
She's got tomato seeds. Well, you know, she swims naked in the backyard every day. So she walks through the garden and just picks them off, and she's got tomato seeds streaming down her whole chest.
She's living the life, man. She is living the life.
She does have a good life. I would like to be reincarnated as her.
Well, I'll say with a big garden, one thing to kind of try to do is not put the tomatoes in the exact same spot. That may be kind of something you already know, Jeremy. But
right, we did that. We did that this year. We moved them on the other side of the garden from last year.
Yeah, just like trying to avoid root rot nematodes. Now, they'll travel in the same garden a little bit, but man, if you can do Danny's tip of composting,
yeah, we got a compost tub about 3 months ago, and it's been, you know, I've been putting, you know, just pretty much, not everything. We don't put weeds in there, but we've got a pretty full compost. What's the time frame on, you know, when a compost heap should be ready to roll?
Danny, that's probably a good Danny. it varies so much, in my opinion.
When you say tub, you've got a roller?
Yeah.
Yeah, so those you're meant to fill up and water and roll every single day. They're not the ones where you keep adding stuff in every single day. So if you're adding stuff in every single day, you got a full, I would pause a little bit and give yourself a couple weeks of rolling every day. Then you probably have usable compost. If you have
roll it every day.
Yep. That's what those are designed to do. Fill up completely and then roll every single day. It's not really that great for home use. It's kind of tricky, you know?
Right, right.
Yeah, not every day, but I roll it probably once, maybe twice a week.
Yeah, and I wouldn't say this is a religious roll every day. Four times a week is probably better than probably enough. But again, the goal with that stuff is just aerating it. It's going to be pretty sloppy, so you aerate it, kind of get some air in there so that it's not wet and sitting. But for the purpose of a garden refreshing, I would use like high quality store bought compost.
Okay.
I would not turn to homemade compost for that. When your homemade compost is just not as reliable, is the big thing.
It takes a little while. The compost should look like dirt. If it doesn't look like dirt, it is not done.
Okay.
And it should not be hot. So if it's hot, you're not done.
And you're probably not getting any temperature in your roller. So, it's a tough thing, home compost. It's a tough thing,
but it should be. It should be a, you know, dark, rich looking, almost dirt,
super dark.
You know,
particulate.
Okay, that's a good tip.
But I would say for garden refreshing, I'm using Nature's Way. I have a 2-yard composter, a huge composter at my house. But if I'm refreshing my garden, I did compost professionally for a while. I'm turning to Nature's Way for my garden refreshing. Like that is just kind of my case in point. Is it like, the stuff that I make at home is not as good as the stuff I can buy from Nature's Way. Now, the stuff I make at home is better than some other composts.
Right.
No judgment, but not the Nature's Way. And so I'm going to get the best for my veggies.
So we've got roughly a 30 by 12 to 15 foot garden in the yard. How much layer do you think compost I should put on the whole thing?
I mean, I'm thinking you're doing two big shovelfuls per tomato patch, more tomato plant. Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, I usually just compost my whole garden.
Yeah,
that's what I was thinking about doing.
So you probably, you know, an inch or two. It was probably what I would do, because typically you'll lose that organic matter over the season anyway, so now your bed's a little lower. You want to get it back up. And that'll wind up being, you know, probably 3 yards of compost for that dimension. Danny's over here doing math on a paper already. I don't know what he's doing.
But. Well, unfortunately, I got 3 yards, so all my math was for naught because Danny just got it off his experience and knowledge level. So, womp womp. Thanks,
Matt. I'll teach you how to do math later.
Thanks,
Danny.
Matt, for being slow. No, yeah. So 3 yards, Jeremy, and that'll get you 2 inches everywhere. But I would buy it. I'd buy. I mean, you're going to need to with 2 yards. You don't have 2 yards.
Yeah.
Enough.
Yeah. Yeah, right. It'll take you a couple of years to make that in your barrel.
Well, you got any more specific questions about fall tomatoes?
No, that's what about types?
We did
big boys and cherries for our first one this year.
The fall tomato season is much shorter, so you really want to do smaller tomatoes. So plum or smaller. So like Roma would be like pushing it. You know, black crims, that size would be pushing it. So if you can find Juliet's or Carbons or Sweet Millions or Sweet Chelsea or Sunburst, something like that, you're going to get production where if you do something big, you may not get any fruit.
Okay.
Yeah.
And do you recommend starting those from seed, or if I can find them?
If you can start from seed, you start now. You know, you start them now inside.
Okay.
Yeah. But I'm usually going to start transplant. I'm going to go get them transplant just, you know, I don't have any seeds at home, so.
We frequent
Ma's Nursery down here in Seabrook, and they usually have a pretty good selection.
Yeah, well, there you go. That's perfect.
If you're buying transplants, you can get a couple different varieties instead of buying a package of, you know, five different tomatoes. Now you've got 6 million seeds.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So transplants are probably one of the easier way to get a broad selection.
But in fall, you stick with the small ones. Well, Jeremy, we're up against the break. I appreciate your call for sure.
Hey, guys, I appreciate the show. I listen to y'all after the fishing show, and I really get a lot of information from you guys. So I really do appreciate you guys. Thanks a lot.
Good, good. Thank you.
Thank you. You're our target audience for the fishing gardening combo.
I should be on the fishing show and then come be on the garden show.
That would
show.
Be a good use of your morning.
Man.
Yeah. Well, awesome questions there. Tomatoes are always a hot topic. What's on your mind? What else is on your mind? We got some lawn talk to get to because we really want to kind of make sure you're keeping your stuff healthy. 281-496-5711. Danny Linderman here with Danny Milliken, and it's Home Show Garden Pros.
Mike Ball knows irrigation.
Over 30 years.
He looks at yards, sees issues like underwatering,
dead zones, yellowing, sick trees,
overwatering,
brown patch, weeds, root rot.
Find the healthy balance with Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping and Lighting.
Hi, it's Mike. We design and install water-conserving irrigation systems, reducing water waste by 30%, delivering healthier yards and gardens.
Invite Mike Ball Irrigation to review your system.
It's easy, and you'll love the difference.
MikeBallIrrigation.com.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Welcome back to Home Show Garden Pros. This is Sherry from Plants for All Seasons. I'm at the nursery today, ready to help you get your green on. So whether you need help with lawn problems, weeds, trees, shrub health, veggie and herb gardening, or you just want to add beautiful flowers to your beds, pots, and hanging baskets, stop by. We are all here for you. The summer heat is upon us. Nothing performs better in our summer heat than bougainvillea. We grew many different varieties that are putting on a show right now, and they're ready for you in our bedding area. We also offer potting service. So if you bring your pots in or you purchase pots here, we can pot them up and have them ready for you at a specific time. A great way to stay connected with what's happening at the nursery is join our Facebook page at Plants for All Seasons. If you've never visited Plants for All Seasons, we're super easy to get to. We're at 21328 State Highway 249, or go to www.plantsforallseasons.com for more info. We've implemented curbside pickup for your convenience, but you're more than welcome to do shopping at your leisure. Stop by and see us. We'll help you get your green on. And now more from Danny and Danny.
Good morning. I'm Danny Linderman here with Danny Milliken. Give us a call if you have any questions on your lawn or garden problems. or just need a great answer.
And yeah, any topic you got, Danny can help you out. You know,
Danny. Okay.
Yeah. 281-496-5711. And you know, while we're chatting, we have this really fun thing going on Facebook. If you haven't been on our Facebook page, we got tons of tip videos, a lot of accessible stuff. There's a couple tours of my garden. You can see some of the strategies I've applied to handle pests. Those little rascals, cabbage roller, cabbage lopper.
Yeah.
Squash vine borer.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, they're on there, Facebook. We also have a contest going on called Name That Plant, and we had some impatience posted last time. And the winner, drum roll, is Sherry Steger.
All right.
Congratulations, Sherry. We'll be in contact with that MicroLife you won. That is, we're going to post a new picture at 9 a.m., and so you can guess, and then we'll pick a winner. And so, Sherry, congratulations. You got it right. So we're going to start doing some stumpers, you know. It's been a little easy for you folks, so we're going to ratchet up a notch, and that's what we're going to do. So, but there's a ton of information on Facebook page, our website. Enchanted, you guys have a lot of information on your Facebook page. And I just want to say this, is that we're pretty proud that we're giving advice that is based on success, right? Like, I trust Danny's advice because he is a user of these products and these plants. He's seen them thrive. He knows that watering is such a common problem.
You bet.
And he's seen products that work and products not work. And I really appreciate that we can kind of talk with him and have it on there. There's a lot of people giving a lot of advice out there. And we're asking you to trust us and just appreciate that you've chosen to kind of tune in and ask us questions and talk to us about it. So that's our whole goal, is to help you improve your gardening game, your gardening skill level. It's such a place of peace and exercise and production and beauty.
It's good for you.
It is good for you.
Good, dirty fun.
In your brain, in your heart, in your body, all that stuff, it's good for you. So good, dirty fun. The dirty is like actual dirt.
This is
as clean fun as you can possibly have. But anyway, I know what you're saying. 281-496-5711. And David, what's your question for Danny?
Hey, Danny. I have Bermuda grass, which I'm very disappointed in. But crabgrass, after it's already sprouted, is there anything I can use to get rid of it? I get my grass cut, but it seems like the crabgrass grows faster than the grass.
Agrilon will get that crabgrass. Why are you not impressed with your Bermuda? What's it doing?
I guess I've always grown up having St. Augustine.
It ain't St. Augustine. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Agrilon will get that crabgrass, but Bermuda basically is it's a native grass here. It does well out in the pastures and everything else. But for a lawn, it is a high feeder and a high water user to make a lush lawn.
The
golf courses, they water all the time and they fertilize all the time. So that's one of the problems.
Yeah, Bermuda can survive.
Oh, yeah.
It can survive whatever. And if it can grow up to a foot, it totally can cover a space.
But
we're keeping it our 2 inches. It is a heavy user.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, Agrilon is exactly the same product I'd suggest, David, for that. It is, you sprinkle it on, right, Danny?
Right. Right. You wet the leaves and sprinkle it on.
So wetting the leaves is pretty key because it's a dry powder.
Right.
Can I buy that at like Home Depot or Lowe's?
I have no idea.
You know where you should go is Enchanted Forest.
Huh?
You should go to Enchanted Forest.
If you look up one of the co-op members, what part of town are you in?
Richmond.
Oh, yeah. Come out to the nursery, man. Either Enchanted Gardens or Enchanted Forest. I know we have it at the forest, and I'm sure they have it at the gardens. But yeah, I have no idea. I was telling Danny last night that I haven't been anywhere in 5 months, and so I was worried about coming to Houston. But I have no idea what anybody else has out there.
And, David, I always tend to go – oh, we're talking about Enchanted Forest. It's down near Greatwood on –
FM 2759, out by Booth, if you know where Booth is.
No.
Okay, I'm over Greatwood.
Yeah, it's over behind Greatwood. And then Enchanted Gardens is out by the swinging door, out toward Fosher.
Okay.
So you can spend the day shopping and gardening, and then you can go dancing afterwards.
The swinging door is a barbecue place.
Oh, really?
Man, you got to get with it.
I thought it was a saloon.
Oh, boy.
You know those doors that swing?
These city kids, I tell you.
You pass my go to the post office.
Okay. All right, thanks a lot.
Hey, you bet. Thank you.
And David, we're always going to encourage you to go do your garden shopping at a place that can really answer your gardening questions. So there's not that many of them out there. The bigger the store, the bigger the building, the bigger the tent, maybe the less good they are at it. So great places like Enchanted Forest are places to go. And if you want to talk to Danny directly, he's usually there at Enchanted Forest on the weekend. So
yes, sir.
You can catch him today. But yeah, Agrilon for crabgrass works like a champ.
Yep, that's a way to go.
And, you know, it's funny because you can't just keep mowing it lower and lower.
No.
You know what I mean? It's like it gets shorter and shorter.
Yeah, it knows what's going on.
Pretty amazing. So thanks. Great word, great thoughts. 281-496-5711. More Home Show Garden Pros comes after this break.
Native plants, hardy, suited to our climate. Find them in the Heights at Buchanan's Native Plants. Devoted to Texas native plants and organic gardening for over 30 years. Perennials, annuals, herbs, vegetables, trees, shrubs, and roses, they're all waiting at Buchanan's, along with house plants, succulents, and cacti. Plus, Buchanan's bungalow features one-of-a-kind gifts and home decor. Find your way to Buchanan's, 611 11th Street, online at buchanansplants.com.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
281-496-5711. 281-496-5711. Home Show Garden Pros. And we have a great opportunity because we're talking with John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources, the soil master. Hey, John.
Good morning, sir.
You know, with the summer heat, we may get a lot of rain. We may get very little rain. Either way, every single sunny day is pulling a ton of water from our plants. So how do we kind of protect against drought, both short-term and long-term?
Oh, simple answer. Good quality mulch and good quality compost. Mm. It starts for us all, Danny. If we had a topsoil that has only 3% organic matter by weight, it will have a 60% porosity. It's 35% air, 25% water. That means it can hold 120,000 gallons of water in the top 18 inches per acre. Most of the soils in Houston have less than a quarter or a half percent. So you have to water every day because the soil doesn't hold water. And if we get really healthy soil, over 8% by weight, then we can hold several hundred thousand gallons and you never have to water.
Oh, nice.
So that's the first thing. Build the organic matter in the soil, and you do that with compost top dressings.
Okay.
The other thing is we can't cut our grasses too deep. You know, University of Florida has done studies like St. Augustine grass has the potential for the roots to go 12 feet deep.
12 feet.
Most people's never go over 6 inches.
Mm.
They're using things that have salts in them, artificial fertilizers. So these things, they have to start doing things to take care of the soil just like they take care of their bodies. You got to feed them the right stuff. So it's organic fertilizers, trace minerals, and compost.
Mm.
And, of course, on your flower beds, most plants like about 3 inches, and a composted native mulch is ideal. And the microbes that eat that compost mulch will take heavy clay and turn it into loam over time. And so when it does rain, it can just soak in and be sitting there waiting until the plants need it.
There you go. And they'll go find that other water, too, if they're deep, right?
Correct.
Awesome. Well, John, that's great information. So John is the man at Nature's Way Resources, a incredible compost and soil company here in town. The website is naturewayresources.com. And John, thanks for being here.
My pleasure, Danny. You have a great day.
Always good to talk to John. Danny.
Yes, sir.
Always good to talk to John. Always good to talk to Danny. Home Show Garden Pros, we are taking your gardening questions. I love having deeper conversations like that one with John. Always really amazing what he's done with the watering. Danny, you're in that same school of thought.
You bet. You bet.
It's like so often. Was working with some camellias recently, and the camellias started to struggle. And so the people taking care of it were like, oh, I'll water more.
Right.
That was exactly the wrong thing to do.
I don't know why people like to do that.
Well, I think that I don't know. Yeah.
I preach it every day. Check the soil, and you'll know real quick. If
yes.
If it's moist, it's not a watering problem.
Right.
Or not a lack of watering.
Well, then one thing that you've taught me is when it is time to water the garden, you know, 15 minutes a day, maybe that's the amount of water that's needed, like the total quantity.
Right.
But that's not the way to train my plants to make to be healthy and produce. That's the way to train them to kind of be sensitive to a lack of water.
Right.
And so less often, more deeply is really the way to get plants kind of deeper roots, more thriving, less reliant on you.
Yeah, you got to make them work for it.
That's right. I mean, seriously, it sounds flippant.
No, no different than kids. I mean, I tell people that every day. You got to let the kids spread their wings a little bit. You know, they're going to trip and fall, but pick them up.
They're a peacock. You got to let them fly.
There you go.
You know, ostriches spread their wings and soar. Oh, wait, no, those are flightless birds. I'm sorry, that was bad analogy for me. But when it comes down to it, John's point, your point is when it comes to your plant health, more water is not better.
Yep. Not always.
Not always. Sometimes it is what's needed, but that's just your fingers agreeing.
And then you probably put the wrong plant in the wrong place, like a shade plant in the sun.
Yeah.
You're going to need to overwater it because you put the wrong plant out there.
But then ironically, that overwatering may actually reduce the health of the plant. So you're in a bad situation. Yep. We want our shade plants in the shade.
There you go.
We are going to come back and talk a little bit about strategies and tools that will help you control your watering, do it a little bit better. We're not going to encourage you to get a water meter because God gave you 10 of those. your fingers. And so that's what we're going to get to after this quick break. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Healthy trees add beauty and reduce cooling costs while increasing the value of your home if they're healthy. Protect your home with ArborTrue science-based tree care. From soil analysis, disease control, to insect infestations, trust the internationally certified ArborTrue arborist to feed, prune, and overall make your trees thrive. Easy removal of dead branches, sick trees, and stumps, too. Save your trees and protect your home with science-based tree care, ArborTrue. Get a free estimate at ArborTrue.com.
Your outside family needs love too. Show you care with MicroLife fertilizers. Add a second round of MicroLife 624 and Humates Plus to grow healthier lawns, beautiful flowers, and more nutritious vegetables naturally. When the heat is on, add MicroLife liquid organics to both cool and feed your plants. MicroLife fertilizers deliver the highest nutritional value possible while safe for you, your children, and pets. MicroLife fertilizers, available at your friendly neighborhood garden centers. MicroLifeFertilizer.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
This is Diane Bolanowski from Warren Southern Gardens in beautiful Kingwood. It's time to get in some of your Texas test plants and plants for pollinators. We have a great selection of plants for butterfly gardening and lots of plants that attract hummingbirds. Stop by and see the great selection. Also, did you know that a lot of common herbs are host plants for our butterfly friends? We also have milkweed in stock, so don't forget the monarchs. Also, we've got a fantastic selection of pottery. We just got in some beautiful new pottery pieces. And did you know that you can create small water gardening features from pottery? Stop by the garden center and we'll show you how. We just got in some water lilies, lotus, and marginal pond plants. Also in stock are some fantastic tropical plants such as hibiscus, bougainvillea, and other tropical delights that you can use to beautify your patio or porch. There's lots of great material to put by the pool, and we love to make custom plantings at Warren's. Warren's Southern Gardens is located at 1675 North Park Drive in Kingwood. Kingwood Garden Center is located at 1216 Stone Hollow Drive in Kingwood. For more gardening inspiration, check out our Pinterest and Facebook page. And now back to Danny and Danny.
Good morning. This is Danny Linderman here with Danny Milliken on the Home Show Garden Pros, waiting for your call.
Danny and Danny.
Power Hour.
Yeah.
Power 2 hours.
Power, Danny, 2 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. 1 hour for Danny, then you have the second hour for Danny. So, or we can just make, we can combine it all up, mix it all up. Well, so lawn watering. How do you, so, you know, let's just say I've got my finger and I've got my lawn. How do I, like, I need to go down to the bottom of my grass and see if it's dry? I mean, is that really like.
You need to stick your finger in the dirt, not just touch the top of the dirt. Top of the dirt is pretty much always going to be dry after the first day after watering. I mean, once that sun hits it, the top eighth of an inch is going to be dry.
Gotcha.
So you can't really look at the dirt and see it's dry because that'd be a false reading.
Gotcha.
Get down in there a little bit and see if you got moisture in there. It should be adequate. It just needs moisture. It doesn't need water, free water floating around.
It doesn't need wetness.
Right.
Yeah. So you're advocating always before you water anytime, just check the soil.
Yeah, until you get to know it. You know, it's just like your wife. You know, you know your wife is going to beat you over the head if you are not nice to her.
Right.
So once you learn your yard, it shouldn't be a – uphill battle checking every day all the time.
Yeah, gotcha. But, I mean, how long do you suggest this finger test actually takes? You know what I mean? It's like...
Like when you're walking in the front door, check it.
Like 11 seconds?
Yeah. I mean... That
may be too generous.
Yeah, it doesn't take but a second.
Yeah.
But, before you water, always... And like I said, once you learn your yard, you'll know, okay, it's been 5 days since I've watered, and it's 99 degrees outside, and the sun's been out every day with no rain.
Mm.
Probably need it. But... until you learn.
So overwatering can have short-term health detriment and definitely long-term.
You bet.
So let's be wise about our watering, be smart about it. Helps out. You guys got any information that you get to people, like your website or anything, have anything like that?
Yeah, maybe a little bit, but you come out there and see me and I will give you all the information
you
could ever ask for.
There you go. 281-496-5711. Danny handed out information is what this show is all about. So Danny Linderman is here, and he's here for Charles. Charles, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Charles.
I have a couple of questions. My first question is, I walked through my yard yesterday, and I saw all of these little, I don't know if they're little white moths or little white flies or... What? And I just noticed that when I walked through the grass, I could just see them flying all over the place. What are those?
Hey, how little are we talking? Like nickel size or like ballpoint pen size?
I mean, really small. They're so small, I can't really tell whether they're flies or moths, but I just noticed that, if there's any movement in the grass, you just see them kind of just, fly a little bit. And I'm trying to figure out, the reason I'm asking, because I'm noticing all these brown spots popping up in my yard. And, Danny, I don't know if you remember, I called a couple of weeks ago and talked to you and Sherry, and I went out and got some, MicroLife, brown patch and put it down. But since then, it seems like I'm having more, brown patch areas, and I don't know if part of it is it takes a while for the MicroLife brown patch to work, but secondly, I'm trying to figure out, am I having, some other problem that's related to these, little, like I said, I don't know if they're moths or flies that I'm seeing, out in the grass.
How often are you watering?
Honestly, I haven't, other than the rainwater, when it's rained, I haven't watered, but maybe once or twice.
Okay.
In general,
I just making sure you weren't watering every day or something.
But the white moths might be indicative of sod webworms.
Yeah, it could be, but and also the walnut tent caterpillars. I mean, they're out. But I'd like to. He's saying they're really small.
Yeah, but also like font size on a computer, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, are they like a 6 font or like a – I'm still, it's just like a 16, 18 font. Because if they're tiny little pinpoints, that sounds like whitefly or something else. But if they're kind of like the other end of the pin, the cap size, then that's webworm sized.
I wouldn't say that they're cap size, but they're large enough that when you walk, you can just kind of see them just flutter and just kind of take off. But if you're standing there, you know, it's not like you just see them just flying around.
They have to be disturbed.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I would treat it like you've got the beginning of a sob webworm problem. And I'm doing a top dressing of compost and then soaking that in with molasses. So quarter inch of compost everywhere and just kind of drenching that with watered down horticultural molasses.
Okay, because that was my question. I was going to get some compost, but I didn't know if that was all that I needed to do was get compost top dressing and put that down, or did I need to add something to it?
Yeah, the caterpillars don't like the molasses at all. And if you end up having a continued problem, and that both of those treatments will also help with brown patch. So if you're dealing with both problems, and you kind of are aiding both issues. So Danny, do you have other thoughts on sod webworms?
Are you getting yellowing blades before the grass dies?
No.
It's just kind of dying off.
Right, right.
Yeah, sod webworms wouldn't kill the grass. They just eat the blades. So I don't know. It may be white fly. I mean, white fly is tiny. You ought to look up white fly. And see, but it's real tiny, I'd be surprised if whitefly.
And those are sucking insects, right?
Like yeah, but they shouldn't be really, terrible on the grass. You know, they can be there, but shouldn't kill it.
So the compost has a ton of humic acid in it. It'll be great for your soils and for your roots. Yeah. It'll innervate your soil. You'll get kind of more resilience in your grass, and it'll deepen your roots, so you'll need to water the space less. So there's a lot of like benefits to doing it. It's not just a preventative or a curative for disease. Basically, it's a food is thy medicine sort of thing,
right?
But for the lawn.
Okay. Now I have a follow-up question. In my front lawn, I have an area that was just taken over by all kind of weeds or whatever, and so I got out and pulled out a lot of them and. So in that area, I just have a whole barren, spot that is nothing there right now. And my question is, before I go out and get new sod to put down, should I just go ahead and just put down compost top dressing in that whole area and just leave it for a while? Or should I put down the compost top dressing and then put new sod on top of it?
Charles, we're going to leave this as a cliffhanger because I got to get to a break. So we've asked the question. It's out there. Everybody's curious. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Let your senses transport you to a peaceful hideaway where beauty and tranquility are waiting for you. Enchanted Nurseries and Landscaping in Richmond. Striking display gardens, plants, shrubs, and trees accompanied by the sights and sounds of fountains, chimes, and whimsical garden art. Enchanted Forest on FM 2759 and Enchanted Gardens on FM 359. For three generations, family-owned, family-run. Sharing their gardening passions, helping you find yours. Enchanted Nurseries and Landscaping. Discover them online at myenchanted.com.
We believe gardening should be fun. The Home Show Garden Pros are here for you with advice and everything you need to be a better gardener.
Monterey Lawn and Garden. For a beautiful organic lawn, use Monterey Lawn and Garden products. MicroLife, all organic biological fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. Southwest Fertilizer, quality lawn and garden supplies since 1955.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 281-496-5711.
All right, welcome back. Charles, here's your answer to your question. I hope we
teased it enough. Suspense reigns. So Charles asks, he's got this dead area. He pulled out the weeds. Great job. Does he put compost down and then new sod? Or new sod and then compost?
I would just like, which one came first, chicken or the egg? I personally would put some compost down, thin layer of compost, and then sod. And then, of course, MicroLife across the top of that.
All right. Well, simple enough.
And then water.
Charles, I hope that helps out. The best thing you can do is really innervate the soil. And so compost, touching the soil, that's the jam. That's the good stuff. Danny. Bing, 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 bing. Right answer. No, just kidding. Whatever Danny said was going to be the right answer because he's the smart one. But that's a great question. A lot of people, when they resod, I think they they wonder what they can do.
It's always a good idea to do that. No, we're not talking, you know, don't put 4 inches of compost underneath there because now we're draining the soil too fast for the new grass. But just like a half inch is all you really need.
Yeah, and it's, you know, the great thing about putting it down where the roots are is you're going to encourage roots so much and you're going to heal the soil underneath. Yep. So a lot of times people are using sand.
Nope.
But you can use fine grade compost for that exact same thing. So, and it really does help a lot. Well, Charles, thanks so much for that call. 281-496-5711. Keep in mind, everybody, we have our Name That Plant on Facebook. So at 9 o'clock it launches. And, you know, spread the word. We got free MicroLife. We'll pick one winner. So fun stuff. Danny.
Yes, sir.
Enchanted Forest.
Yes, sir.
How many countries do you guys have there?
You know, I don't know if I've ever counted them, but 10 to 20.
So a lot of shade.
A lot of shade.
Beautiful spot. This is kind of a lead into my question.
Uh-oh.
You guys sell plants.
We do.
Houston, we talk about being a year-round gardening city.
Yeah, you bet.
And you mentioned that currently you guys don't encourage planting veggie plants in the garden, but what would you be doing in the garden right now? There's a lot of stuff to do in the garden the next couple months.
Keeping it maintained and compost. That's where I'm at. I mean, my garden is still producing right now, so
you're not gonna do anything.
I'm not touching it right now besides picking the veggies.
Right.
But Keeping it maintained and ready for the fall planting.
So you'll put down a layer. What kind of layer of compost? I mean, the garden, you can really kind of go a little heavier with compost.
Usually, if you've got good soil already and you religiously compost, 2 inches is fine. If you haven't composted in 4 years like some people do, then maybe a little bit more.
Who out there is doing that? We want to hear from you. No, what about mulch?
Mulch can be good. It keeps the splashing down. I'm a pine straw guy.
Yeah, right.
I like that. But, you know, to each their own.
But that splashing can really be damaging.
It brings fungus splashes onto the leaves, and everything goes downhill.
And a lot of the summer crops are surprisingly kind of sensitive to that stuff, be it peppers or okra or eggplant.
Yeah, when you water, you know, lay your hose down in the garden.
Yeah.
Let it, you know, basically, you know, soak through the soil.
But imagine that stream of water hitting pine straw. Yep. You know, pine straw is a pine needles kind of, you know, banked up, but it's going to divide it up.
Yep.
And, you know, you're not going to have this impact.
You're not going to have the splash.
Right.
But you can't stop Mother Nature. Mother Nature can make a splash.
That is a very true reality. That's something I think we work pretty hard to try to do and fail. So, well, we got one more segment after this, and so we are going to kind of keep answering your gardening questions. Rodney, we're going to save you till the last segment. How exciting for all of us. 281-496-5711, Home Show Garden Pro on Sports Radio 610.
Are you ready to get back in the garden? Hi, it's Anita.
Get away by getting into your garden. Nelson's Nursery and Katie can help. Annuals and perennials, veggies and herbs, plus all you'll need to help them grow.
And be sure to check out our colorful and beautiful fountains.
Exotic disappearing water fountains in all shapes and sizes, and exotic fish for backyard ponds, plus one-of-a-kind pots direct imported by Nelson's. Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy. You can find them at nelsonwatergardens.com.
Summer is tough on lawnmowers. The ethanol in our gasoline can gum up the fuel system, making them run rough, if you can even get them started. Hi, friends. Bob Patterson of Southwest Fertilizer and Lawnmower Repair Shop. We can tune up your lawnmower, sharpen your blade, giving you a happier and healthier lawn. Since 1955, we have helped homeowners like you to improve their lawn and landscaping with trusted advice, tools, and solutions to fit your every need. Come see us. Southwest Fertilizer, 5828 Bissonnette at Renwick, southwestfertilizer.com.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
You might be like me. You're spending a lot more time at home, and you're realizing that you just you like your backyard, and you want it to be better. You want it to be this place where you want to spend a lot of time. There may be an outdoor kitchen. There may be a new fire pit. Maybe it's an organic herb garden. Let me tell you, Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping, and Lighting is so good at putting the wow into your yard. So, you know, a shade structure out near your garden so you can drink your coffee out there. a living wall. Maybe you want to make some outdoor rooms. That's really all landscaping is. It's kind of like dividing the space so you can enjoy it better. Mike Ball is so good at designs and making beautiful, low-maintenance backyard oases. Some of the stuff is just phenomenal. The beautiful pathways, inviting you into a garden area where then all of a sudden, boom, there's this veggie bed that looks like it's this landscaping paradise. So they do such a great job. Natural stone, smart water use, kind of natural flow, feeling the space. They're really good at sustainable designs. Mike Ball is part of OBA, so I know that he prefers to use organic methods whenever possible. That means a healthier space for you and your kids and your pets, and a beautiful, inviting space for you that is exactly your dream for your backyard. So call Mike Ball with your vision. They will custom build it for less than you expect. They also, they really do care about this, about the environment and less water, wisdom applied to sustainable designs and installation, healthier soils that make healthier plants that mean less work for you and smaller water bills. It really is a very exciting company that does a lot of the stuff that I wish more landscapers did. They don't, but Mike Ball does do it. That's what's really cool about this situation. Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping, and Lighting. For more information, you can check out their website. You can check out our website, Home Show Garden Pros, or their website, MikeBallIrrigation.com.
Welcome back to Home Show Garden Pros. Rodney, what's on your mind?
How are you guys doing this morning?
Good.
Question for you, please. About a year ago, my wife and I just purchased our home.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. The front yard grass never really caught or took when they put it down. It's basically what I'm calling hay because it's just brown, crackly, and the dirt is hard as concrete. I had the builder guys come out the other day, and they told me they're going to come this week, and they're going to aerate it and put fertilizer down to see if it would help grow. They also said that if it does not work, that they're going to scrape the old grass off and put new grass in. So my question is, if the aerating doesn't work and they scrape and put new grass down, should I put something or do something before for the dirt or anything like that before they put the new grass down?
Yeah, you're going to touchy situation there because you got somebody else that's basically going to be doing it for you. You know, you're
right.
Not footing the bill. Aeration can be great after they aerate. If you could put down a top dressing, that would be even better too.
Okay.
The problem being, you don't want to be the one that causes them to say, "Well, it was your fault. You put down that compost," which, you know, would be malarkey, but you're kind of in a touchy situation. But that's probably what I would do. What kind of grass is it? Bermuda or St. Augustine?
It's Bermuda.
Bermuda, yeah. Yep. Yeah, so compaction could have been a big problem when they were working on the house. They stepped across the yard, you know, 10 million times.
Yeah.
And so that's probably what it was. And then, you know, probably poor care and poor dirt and poor, you know, a lot of problems. But aeration and top dress would probably be critical to making everything come back together.
Okay, so you're I'm not going to say you're confident or I'm not going to hold you to it, but you're saying the aeration should help?
I mean, Bermuda is it's a native grass. So, I mean, if you have existing Bermuda in there, that grass is going to grow. And compost and aeration, that really changes the ball game in a hurry.
Okay. All right. Well, then I'll keep an eye on and make sure they do what you guys recommend. Now, again, if it does not work and they decide to scrape and put new grass down, again, is there something that I'll do or have them do before they put grass down?
A thin layer of compost before you put new sod down.
Okay. Perfect. That's what we'll do. Thank you for your advice. Appreciate it.
You bet.
Thanks a lot, Rodney. And when in a nutshell, compost without aeration, aeration without compost, B-.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, like, the compost is really the thing that is going to unlock your lawn's potential. So, and that's what we're all about here on Home Show Garden Pros, is helping you get the most out of your space, out of your skills, and building up that knowledge set. So, thanks a lot for tuning in. Had a great time. A lot of fun with you, Danny.
Thank you, Danny.
Danny and Danny. Danny Hour, Danny 2 Hour, Danny Squared. Two Dannys, three N's, it's over. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home.
Ah!
Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
You've got good advice for people, and I appreciate it.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust, tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on,
always free.
Homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.